This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
Before we get started with the show today, I'd like to thank one of our new sponsors, the OTCExchange.com. It's the first aggregated news service site. It provides you with all the info you need to make informed decisions on penny stocks. That's the OTCExchange.com. On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company, and I'll tell you what, I'm super excited to have this gentleman on my show. They came on our radar about 6 months ago, and I think it's one of the most undiscovered companies on the OTC markets, and it's amazing that this company doesn't get the attention that it deserves. The name of the company that I'm talking about is Upstrive, Inc. They were formerly known as Probility Media Corp., and you can find them on the OTCP markets under the ticker symbol PBYA. With us today is the president and director. We're very fortunate to have him, is Noah Davis. Noah, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
You know, I look at your metrics and I look at your numbers and I'm saying, why is this company at 004? I mean, positive EBITDA, that's not even heard of on the OTC markets. And that was $332,000. Your gross profits were up 24% over 2020. I think your third quarter, you guys ended up with around $2.1 million in revenue. And that was, the revenue was up about 10% compared to last year. That, all that being said, what is Probility Media and how has it evolved into now Upstrive?
So Probility Media was essentially formed in 2016 with a combination of skilled trade companies that were acquired. And at the time, there was kind of a bunch of different management. There was probably seven or eight acquisitions that were done in the space. And over time, we had to, back in 2018, we took the most profitable companies, we focused on that, and we basically took it into a focus on it, essentially running it as if we were running it like any private company should run it for, and that's for profit. And so we cut overhead, and we positioned ourselves to be in the right place at the right time when online learning became the necessity with COVID. And we were, I'd say the skilled trade space was one of the last to do that. So we, you know, with my background in being, online digital marketing and lead generation, that was easy for us. And so we've adapted well and we've exploded. And, I think we're don't get the attention we deserve. We're a very rare commodity in that we have revenue, we have strong growing revenue, and we have profits, and we're on the OTC, and our aspirations are much higher, and that's what we're trying to do.
Well, let's talk about your growth rate here. I mean, you had a run where it looks like you got a run rate around $8 million. Maybe you might exceed that in 2022. That being said, what are you doing to create shareholder value, and how are you going to grow this thing? Is that anomaly that just happened when you put out the numbers there in October? Where do we take it from here?
Sure. So, we have very consistent revenue. Most of our revenue comes from two different places. We have Fortune 500 companies that we work with consistently for years. We have some of them have long-term agreements where we do training for them, and then we have a test prep side of the business, which we work with thousands, over 10,000 individuals a year, and we're providing help with licensing and things like that. So where we're creating value is really the best place we can do it is to put ourselves on a better exchange. We have a lot of interest from investors, larger investors, and in order to get those dollars, we need to be fully reporting. We need to go through an audit, file an S-1 in order to become fully compliant again. So that's really our focus, and that's really what we're going to be working on over the next.
Well, I'm glad months. You brought that up because I believe on November the 23rd, you guys put out a press release saying that you're going to have audit financials and something about maybe filing S-1. Can you give us an update on that?
Sure. So we're having to go back and do a full 2-year audit. We're in the early stages of that. We're currently working with FINRA on our name change, which we announced a while back from ProBilly to Upstrive. And so that's going through its process. And, it takes a long time, but, we're committed to it. And we know that's where we're going to create the most value in the short term. We're going to continue to deliver results, from the company operations wise. And, we're growing geographically. We're growing into new markets. And we're one of the only companies in our space focused on it. And a lot of the larger companies that have gotten deals recently have gone public on NASDAQ. Their revenue is not that tremendously, that many more multiples than us. And they've gotten, $1 billion valuation. So,
right. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
I'm hoping we're a sleeper. We're hoping, we know what we have. And, we think, we're hoping that the market and kind of larger investors and funds start to look our way.
Speaking of the market, your stock has taken a hit recently. Can you give us maybe an insight into how management feels about the perception of the market?
Sure. So we made it very clear back in June, July, and throughout this whole time that we're cleaning up our balance sheet. So we had a lot of convertible debt from the early days, and slowly we've been cleaning it up. Some of it went into the market, which is not really in our control. And then a large chunk of the shares that were issued were done for the Upstrive deal, and those are restricted. So naturally there's going to be some dilution, but the majority of the shares are now with management, with the officers and everything like that. And I think, there was a lot of focus early on in the, in the summertime when we announced a couple of deals that we had with Tesla and Ford and things like that we continue to do business with. And we have a lot more of these deals, but unfortunately we for confidentiality reasons, we can't announce them. And so that I think has, the lack of news in that respect has kind of taken the focus off of us. But we're still doing the same thing. Nothing's changed. Things are only getting better for us. So, it just might be a perception.
Hey, if you would, Noah, bring us up to speed on that press release that you put out on December the 6th about the NFTs. What exactly did you guys mean by that in the press release, and what is that going to do for your company?
Sure. So, NFTs are they're the new hot thing, and I think for a lot of people, they're kind of hard to understand as to what they're doing for people and for companies. For us, we saw it as an interesting aspect that a lot of the tradespeople are very into it's funny, but they're into the sticker collection. And this is a big thing that's collected, the physical stickers.
Yes.
So we decided to create that same thing digitally. But the difference with us is that we're providing utility to our NFTs. And that means that we're going to provide access to different things. We're running conferences. We're providing business insight on developing, doing career advancement and wealth in the trades. And so all that access is going to be done through the NFTs utility. So that's being, in the works now. In order to launch a successful NFT and to actually, make it go up in value, your initial campaign has to be spot on. And that's, we don't want to rush anything out that anybody who buys the NFTs are going to see a decline. We want, the ones that are successful, the ones that are launched properly, have the right marketing behind it and the right utility behind it. So that's our goal. And I'd say, we've got a big conference coming up at the end of the month. We have a lot of influencers in our space speaking there, a lot of attendees from all over. It's pretty exciting, and we will be launching our NFT shortly thereafter. So we're excited.
My guest today has been Noah Davis. He is the president and director of Upstrive, Inc. You can find him on the OTC Pinks under the ticker symbol PBYA. They were formerly known as ProBilly Media Corp. Noah, before I let you go, what is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
So, I think there's been a lot of, we've had somewhat of a downtrend in the past couple of months. And I just want to reiterate that for us at the company level, nothing's changed. Things are only getting better for us. We're growing, revenue's strong. We continue to have, positive things going on for the company. And I believe we're in the right place at the right time. We just need to get noticed by the right people, and that's what we're doing. We're coming full circle, trying to become a fully reporting company, which puts us in a different class of stocks. And I think we'll get there soon.
For my listeners, I've brought you a lot of great companies over the years. I think that everyone should do their due diligence, but I think this one is worth taking a look at and putting it in your thought process. Noah, I want to thank you for coming on the show. I'm a big fan of what you guys are doing on there. Please do not be a stranger. Hopefully you come back on the show in 50 or 60 days and give us an update.
Absolutely. Would love to. Thank you for having me on.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.